Diplomatic tensions between Australia and China continue to boil, following remarks made by Senator Concetta Fierravanti-Wells this week in the Australian newspaper. The Minister for International Development and the Pacific accused China of providing aid to the region that has resulted in what she called useless buildings and roads to nowhere. She also raised concerns about the sustainability of China's loan arrangements with Pacific Island nations. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop is now in damage control, trying to soothe the latest dispute between the two countries. Asked whether she agrees with Senator Fierravanti-Wells' criticisms, Ms. Bishop has released a statement that avoids backing her remarks.
Australia works with a wide range of development partners, including China, in pursuit of the goal of eliminating poverty in our region and globally.
Ms. Bishop's statement reiterates Australia does not support development projects that place debt burdens on developing nations, but it avoids accusing China of doing so.
The Australian government welcomes investment in developing nations in the Pacific that supports sustainable economic growth and which does not impose onerous debt burdens on regional governments.
In response to Senator Fierravanti-Wells' comments, China has lodged a formal diplomatic protest with Australia's embassy in Beijing. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang says China's aid program has brought what he terms real benefits to local people and is welcomed by Pacific governments.
The facts have proven that the assistance provided by China has significantly fueled the economic and social development of these countries and delivered tangible benefits to the local people, which has been warmly welcomed by the governments and people of these countries. We hope certain people in Australia should engage in self-reflection instead of pointing fingers at and making irresponsible remarks on other countries.
Papua New Guinea Foreign Affairs Minister Rimbink Peto has also responded, insisting his nation has fine-tuned its use of aid funds. He dismissed Senator Fierravanti-Wells' comments about political bribery. Friction between Australia and China increased last month, when Australia singled out China as a focus for concern when proposing domestic laws against foreign interference. The director of the Development Policy Centre at the Australian National University, Professor Stephen Howes, says Senator Fierravanti-Wells has raised legitimate issues in the latest dispute. But he says it is the way and the context in which she articulated her concerns that have provoked China's strong reaction.
China tends to build projects and then the responsibility for maintaining those assets falls to the recipient government, and sometimes they struggle. And then there is this problem of an excessive debt burden. So I think those are legitimate concerns. I think the issue is more about the broader context in which those concerns are being articulated.
China is the second largest donor in the Pacific region, providing loans with a focus on generating infrastructure. The Lowy Institute estimates China has provided $2.3 billion in aid to the South Pacific since 2006. A South Korean-based Australian specialist on Chinese aid, Joel Atkinson, has told Fairfax giving money to countries incapable of paying it back is a burden on Chinese taxpayers. But Professor Howes says there may be a political incentive to loaning such large amounts with no guarantee of repayment.
It's sometimes said that China will forgive the loan in return for some political concession, but there aren't that many cases. It's not that clear.
Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.